grass, ganja, joint, doobie, do, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Chris Valley.
Good afternoon.
What's up, dog?
Whew, just, you know, at home, locked down.
Yep.
What's up with you guys?
We're in the studio, locked down as well, similarly.
Good on you. Mm-hmm. Good on you. You're braving the apocalypse,
mm-hmm.
getting out there.
Yeah, well, you know, so these things are just sort of one day it's inside, one day it's outside. So we're just kind of like...
We're surviving on all the unclaimed... food and beverage items in the prize cupboard.
Oh,
so I think we're okay
healthy.
For a couple of days.
All right. We can send you some hemp protein or something.
Ah,
you know,
yes.
You really need it.
That'll do the trick.
Smear that on your lips.
Bit of hemp oil, douse it in it.
Now, Chris Fowley from the Hemp Store. What
Indeed.
The heck is happening in the world of cannabis?
Well, in the world of the hemp store, we're closed like everyone else. We're seeking a little bit of clarity as to what counts as essential, but obviously we won't be open as such, but whether we can start filling kind of web orders for things like food and warm hemp clothing and you know, toiletries and things. They gave us that essential thing last time, but no hurry for that, right? It's all about being safe and just staying home now. And but, you know, if this drags on a bit or whatever, we might look at hopefully we can do some sort of delivery service or something within the bounds of, you know, what's allowed.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of which, so I just thought I wanted to just go over some of our coronavirus tips that Normal put out now that we're thrown back into it and there is a bit of a, you know, community something going on. And that's that, you know, one of the things about, you know, the COVID is that it's spread in the air, you know, aerosols and things. And one of the things about consuming cannabis, certainly via inhalation, is that people might cough or want to share. And one of the things about cannabis is that people love to share it, right? And one of the things, one of the main reasons, really, that a lot of people are into it is that social aspect and that coming together and sharing an experience with people. Well, we can't do that, so don't. And so, you know, we want to make that clear. Don't you know, try and, you know, get out there and do that. And if within your bubble, if you've got cannabis within your bubble, you know, avoid, you know, being in the path of people's coughing or exhalations and sterilize your pieces. Have your own piece is the best thing. But if you must, you know, pass things around, then use those isopropyl swipey things that everyone's got for their, you know, cleaning their phones and their other surfaces. And use those little wipes on around the mouthpiece or the things that you're handling, anything that you're touching, and make sure that you're not kind of, you know, going to be spreading anything between people. And the other kind of thing I guess to put out there is in terms of any kind of you know, is CBD any kind of magic cure or anything like that? And we've got to say, you know, it's not in terms of coronavirus. There isn't anything that's come out in the last year that makes anyone think, you know, CBD or cannabis is kind of where it's at there. And certainly in terms of if you are at a risk of a respiratory kind of infection or illness or you've got the corona or anything, then, you know, taking anything in through your lungs is probably not particularly helpful. So you know, you might want to abstain for a bit or find other kind of methods. But one thing that we can say about CBD, and this is actually a study that came out a couple of days ago, reinforced it yet again. CBD products that were rich in CBD, not the kind of fake ones that have nothing in it, but the products that were rich in CBD associated with reduced pain, anxiety, and depression among the people that are taking them. And that's all good things, you know, especially with what's happening at the moment. There's a lot of people that are quite anxious or maybe getting a bit depressed about things or maybe in a bit of pain. So, again, another good reason for CBD in particular to be much more widely available and not a kind of difficult thing, you know, that it shouldn't be really difficult to get. It should be really easy to get.
Now, did you have a couple more studies for us that have come out this week?
Well, yes, that is, yes. So there's another interesting study, or two more, in fact, linking cannabis use to greater levels of exercise. And we talked about a related kind of thing a week or so back where, you know, there was a study looking at greater levels of motivation among cannabis users. And so this is kind of in that same department. And there's been a bunch of other studies come out in recent time where they've found lower BMIs, lower rates of heart disease, lower rates of diabetes. But yeah, greater levels of exercise among cannabis consumers compared to those who aren't. And certainly, as I say, when we're all in an enforced lockdown, it's very easy for people to turn to alcohol. And alcohol, of course, very harmful. And I hate to say this with our sponsor, of course, but, you know, used responsibly, perhaps not, but can be and certainly is associated with a lot of harm among people. And you know, when people get into their middle ages, got to be quite careful about how much alcohol they're drinking. Whereas, you know, get some weed in your life and lo and behold, your levels of exercise will go up.
Did they find out why? What is it about exercise and cannabis?
That's probably the next thing to work out, really. But, you know, it could be that you just want to get out there, that you feel that, you know, that you're more interested in nature, or there could be a bunch of reasons there, I guess. More research required.
Okay.
Optimism.
However, I've got to say, in the same study, so despite overall finding greater physical activity among those that consumed, but among the male subjects, cannabis use was also associated with a greater likelihood of watching TV for more than 2 hours a day. But then some exercise to make up for it.
Yeah, totally.
And hey, place of the week. I thought there's a couple of places in the last week that have been that some pretty cool things have happened. One of them is in Alaska, where they're updating their cannabis laws to allow stronger doses in their edible products. I thought that was quite good. It wasn't kind of like crackdown or something. It's actually, no, there's actually, let's update our rules to allow some stronger doses.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. But more importantly, Cherokee Land in North Carolina, medical cannabis now legal on Cherokee Land. If we could be there, that would be a very cool place to be, I think.
Interesting.
Why is that, Chris?
I think that the way that they're running it, being a Cherokee initiative, it's more like a social enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
It's something where they're providing cannabis for very low cost.
Yes.
And the people that are there on the land are running little shops on the roadside and things. And it's very much, you know, the local people are getting that benefit from it. It's not like a big multinational corporate kind of takeover. I think it's a good thing. Yeah.
Now, speaking of corporate, so the corporate side of things, you've sent us an article which is behind a paywall on the Herald, I believe.
NBR, yes.
NBR?
NBR have run an article. It is beyond the old paywall, but if people head over to our normal Facebook, we've copied it in there so they can read it. But you know, go to NBR and give them a buck or two. Actually, I'm not quite sure how much it is. But Helios Handling of Missing Cannabis Breach Act, or Breach to Act. And so this is Andrew Bevan in the NBR there. And we did talk about this a little bit last week, I think. But what the basic gist of it is that, if I can even find it, is that some cannabis went missing from NBR, or from, sorry, from Helios, not from NBR. And some oils, in fact, THC oils.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't reported to police or the ministry for the police at all, but wasn't reported to the ministry for about 7 months. Some other license holders have said to NBR, this seems a bit unfair, or perhaps favoritism, because other people might not have got that same treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And given that the regulations are very clear, now whatever you think about cannabis being legal, and I think it should be legal, and I think, you know, if this was a theft of a crate of beer from a brewery or something, it's like, who really cares, right? But the rules do say, they are very clear, that any theft has to be reported to police immediately. And this is in the regulations, it's not an interpretation or any kind of guideline.
Mm-hmm.
Reported to the police immediately, and then reported to Ashley Bornfield, Director General of Health, within 3 days or as soon as practical. Those weren't done. And you kind of think, well, I wonder why not. So what the NBR is reporting is these other license holders are saying, well, it seems like the ministry's got some favoritism, that they've, because at the same time, I don't know if people had noticed that Helius got New Zealand's first GMP license to make a medicinal cannabis product, which is awesome. And we also got this cutoff that we've talked about a few times, where come September 30, all the medicinal cannabis products that are currently there, or all but four Tilray oils, they're going to be taken off the market because they won't meet New Zealand's new standard. And it turns out Helius has been lobbying the ministry to not extend that, while at the same time being granted this first GMP license so that they can get their product out, while at the same time not telling the police or the ministry about some cannabis went missing.
Goodness me.
So, yeah, I mean, and again, if it was just a bit of beer from a brewery or some coffee from the coffee shop, you know, who really cares? It's just some internal theft and someone might get fired. So we do have to put it into perspective. Mm. It's not a big fake grow room or, you know, kind of undisclosed production like we've seen in Canada and things like that. But, you know, I think these license holders do have a point that perhaps it does seem a bit of favoritism. But, as patients get products, that's the main thing, right? We've got to always think of it through the lens of how is this helping patients, and if patients are going to get products and they're going to be cheaper and more widely available, then, you know, it's a good thing. That's always the way that I kind of assess things or judge things.
Totally. And, do you know much about how it went missing? Do they just do stock take 1 month and suddenly there was a hole in the stock?
It hasn't been fully disclosed. There's certainly some rumours out there, but certainly the NBR is kind of alluding that it might have something to do with Paul Manning's abrupt leaving just before Christmas last year. But that has the chairman Haddleton was no type thing, I think, was. So who knows? But some sort of inside thing anyway.
Okay. Was there anything else, Chris?
Mate, I think that's about us. Stay safe out there, everyone. And of course, in terms of medical cannabis, people want to get their CBD for some anxiety relief and things like that, then it is available from your GP. So I know everyone's quite, a lot of GPs are very busy with vaccinations and things, but if you book in via your telemedicine, which you can do, with most doctors these days, and if your doctor doesn't do it, then going to one of the specialist cannabis clinics. You just Google cannabis doctor, they all come up, and they're all doing telemedicine, and it's as simple as, 15 minutes like a Zoom, and it'll be delivered to you from your online pharmacy. So get in there, I say.
Voila.
Nice one. And keep an eye on the Hemp Store website. You may be opening for online deliveries in the coming weeks.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, well, I'd like to say that we'll have something sorted, whenever we have some certainty. I think there's going to be an announcement tomorrow from the government around something, but certainly next week. But people can certainly order, and we'll only charge, when things are actually sent. So if they want to put in an order and have it kind of sitting there ready to go, then feel free to do that.
Awesome, Chris.
All right.
Cheer, Bob.
Stay safe, you guys.
Will do.
Okay. And, make sure you have a joint each, remember? Don't pass.
Can do and will do. Thank you very much, mate.
Awesome.
Toodles.
See ya. Toodles.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.